today we were talking, this is an additional segment, obviously, and we were talking about the history of the Grail. We summarized Lancelot, a section of the book we are not reading by White. And if you have time and you have the interest, I encourage you to read it. The reason I left it out is I didn't want to get so bogged down in reading White's book that we didn't have time to read Chrétien, that we didn't have time to read Tristan by Gottfried von Strasbourg, and then come back to the Grail material at the end. And so I just didn't want to take those additional 3 or 4 days to go through this material. A lot of the material, I think you should have gotten the highlights from what I said, and we pick up with Candle in the Wind and are dealing with it. I'll fill you in some more on things that are important. A lot of what we didn't read, obviously, you know, all this knightly material, there's a lot of adventure. And so, you know, you have Sir Carados, you have all these characters, and a lot of the stuff is really amusing and does give me an opportunity to say things that I think are clever and important. But we got to leave something out to get other things done. So if you feel you got, you know, cheated, go back and read that section. One of the things we were talking about, besides looking ahead at the end of the course and the end of the lecture today, was other books. And I thought it might be helpful to actually show you or help you see some of these books. A book that White mentions again and again and says, well, Mallory did such a great job on that, and so I'm not going to. If you're really interested in seeing this list of 9,000 knights and, you know, describing the armor, go read Mallory.